Have you seen this? Have you had the plot of Showgirls described to you by a friend's toddler over the phone?
Welcome to Have You Seen This?
The world's only podcast about obscure, overlooked, and misbegotten media.
All discussions will be spoiler heavy.
You have been warned.
This show would not be possible without the support of our patrons. If you would like to support our show, join us at patreon.com/haveyouseenthis. For just $5 a month, get access to our Discord and all three episodes every month covering movies you've never heard of, or maybe wish you hadn't. Have you seen this?
Yeah.
It's like Showgirls, if Nomi Malone were developmentally disabled.
You know, I might watch that.
Yeah.
I think we just did, though. Yeah, I would watch that. Yeah, because, I mean, I thought we could watch this movie because it was trash, and unfortunately I was right.
Yeah.
I've had to stop and start it several times, and not just because it is 2.5 hours long, and that the streaming service that I watch it on has, like, 7 ad breaks.
Ugh.
7 ads. I'd turn it off and be like, what am I doing with my life? But yeah, those two things, and also the content of it will make you cringe right out of your skin.
What are we talking about, Tim?
We're talking about Showgirls 2, Pennies from Heaven. I don't know if you watch this movie obsessively to remember that there was a character named Penny in it who danced at the cheetah, although, to be fair, whatever you do at the cheetah, it's not dancing, darling.
You said it, Gina Gershon. Well, Penny may or may not be from heaven, but I think we do need to talk about Rena Riffle.
Right.
And you're an expert.
Yeah, I am one expert on Rena Riffle. And
Rena,
that is,
come on the show, please. Call us anytime.
Fuck, you know, we could have had her on for this.
I know.
Like, no joke. Like, what was she going to do? Say no? Like,
she's
in on it.
Yeah, for sure. So the thing is that I feel like we could have had her on the show, except after what I'm going to say about this movie, I don't know if she would want to talk to me.
I wouldn't.
I feel bad because I don't want to be mean to Rena Riffle. Like Tim said, Rena Riffle played the other dancer in Showgirls who was at Cheetah's. And she got the part that James was going to give to Nomi in his show.
Who the hell is James?
Jimmy in this.
Yeah. James, that is the black choreographer who looks like a Muppet.
What's that Muppet with the dreads?
That's the one.
Yeah,
he does look
like that Muppet.
I'm not even definitely they will not come on the show now.
Is it racist that I can't remember the name of that Muppet?
I mean, look,
yeah, probably.
There are a lot of Muppets. Yeah, yes it is. You're racist against Muppets, Jen. I'm sorry to tell you.
The actor, by the way, is Glenn Plummer, who has maybe one of the best lines in Showgirls, and there is a huge amount to choose from. Do you want to say it, Tim?
Everybody got AIDS and shit.
Exactly. And they do call back to that in this movie.
Oh, do they? Do they make callbacks to the original Showgirls and Showgirls 2 Pennies from Heaven from 2011?
I mean, that's probably why this got Kickstarter funded.
That and Rubberneckers, I guess. It's like the same reason that, one of our super fans showed us that he bought a bottle of, Frank Stallone?
Frank Stallone's bourbon.
Bourbon.
And I believe my response in the Discord was, move over, Pappy Van Winkle.
Right, yeah. Why did people kickstart Showgirls 2? Why do people do anything sometimes?
Yeah, and I'm sure that they thought they were going to get something, if not on the same production level as the original Showgirls, something in the same spirit, because as I'm sure everyone listening to this knows, Showgirls has grown exponentially in reputation since it first came out and flopped, because at the time it came out, and I remember this because I was a dorky teen who would read the LA Times calendar section obsessively. Mm-hmm. I remember all that fallout from Showgirls. Like, it started before the movie even came out and continued until Paul Verhoeven collected his Razzie for Worst Director and continued after that. But
yeah, it was lambasted for just being such a trashy, like guilty pleasure of a movie, not realizing that it was the intent. Like, it is supposed to be like this.
Right. Because if you're going to make a movie about Vegas in the 90s, what, are you not going to make it trashy?
Yeah, sorry we didn't make, like, The Piano, but it's about a stripper.
And it genuinely took me years to realize that, for example, the pool sex scene in Showgirls, mm-hmm. there's a reason that sex looks horrible. It's because these people are going to have horrible sex.
Right, in the same way that, like, pornography sex is, like, by and large divorced from, like, actual sex. It's like, this is, like, the Showgirls version of, you know, I'll put one in the swear jar. It is the ZZ Top version of sexuality, per MST's Hobgoblins.
Yeah, but, you know, the ZZ Top guys have a class and subtlety.
They've got legs, and they know how to use them.
That Vegas has always lacked. And I've said before that the original Showgirls makes me incredibly nostalgic for an admittedly horrible town, Las Vegas, because it's just not the same anymore. But that's...
Yeah, they cleaned it up.
Yeah, that's for a different conversation. So people now have cottoned on to the fact that Paul Verhoeven's Showgirls is a satire made by perhaps one of the greatest satirists of crass American culture.
Yeah, for someone who's not an American, he sure does understand American crassness.
I have often thought that it takes a non-American to really skewer American culture. And for a lower grade example that immediately comes to my mind, because like this is the kind of dumb shit I think of. You remember the American astronauts in Lex?
Yeah, from Potato Ho.
Yeah, they were all like just idiot cowboys.
Yeah, just cornpone Kansas flyover country types.
Yeah, and I was like, this is one of the most accurate portrayals I've seen of Americans on television. And
damn, Lex, you got our number. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was made by a German Canadian.
And our number is 69.
Woo! Yeah, it's what America deserves. And Showgirls was the movie that Las Vegas deserved.
Oh, absolutely.
Unfortunately, Elizabeth Berkley ended up taking a lot of the heat for that.
Because, that is unfortunate, yeah.
Yeah, because if we, you know, if we have, as a culture, love anything, and I'm not even confining this to America, it's finding a woman to pin the blame on.
Hey, it worked in the 1600s and it'll still work today.
That's exactly right. But she, like Rena Riffle, has embraced the whole Showgirls thing, and good on her. I believe she's doing well now. But people might be asking, who the fuck is Rena Riffle? And Tim, being the number one Rena Riffle expert in the country, perhaps the world, maybe you can tell us a little bit about Rena Riffle.
Well, I mean, apart from this, I was, of course, a fan of hers because I saw her in Showgirls. Or rather, it wasn't that I saw her in Showgirls, it's that I recognized her in Showgirls. I recognized her from her guest appearance on Fishmasters, which I believe we've mentioned before on the show. That was a parody fishing show that aired at 1 a.m., in the Central California Valley. It was shot in San Luis Obispo, and it was about two idiot local fishermen. And, the show was often, metatextual. It wasn't just a fishing show. It was a fishing show about a fishing show. And partway through in one of their earlier episodes, they didn't want to have just the idiot and the other guy out in the fishing boat. They needed a hot girl in a bikini. And so they got a guest star, hot girl in a bikini, and this was some woman named Rena Riffle, who I guess, was free for a weekend and drove up to SLO.
And has had a banging body.
Yeah, she does. She, a couple of things about Rena Riffle. She has carved a nice niche for herself playing a dumb blonde. She has a great dancer's body. If you're looking to hire someone who is a, all caps bad actress, she is an excellent bad actress. She's almost funny in a lot of places in this movie too. She just maybe needs a little better writer, maybe better directing rather than herself.
Yeah, because I was going to say, unfortunately, she wrote, directed, edited, produced. For all I know, really, she was responsible for the craft services. I mean,
and really,
she did everything.
Yeah, it was the editing, I think, that was a bridge too far.
Oh, my, like, oh, God. I could make a 4-hour episode of this show on the editing in this movie alone, because holy shit.
It really is something.
We will get to that, though. I was
an impressionable, 15-year-old or something, and, you know, just seeing the episode with the beautiful girl in a bikini, and just committing her name to memory just burned into my brain. And
yeah, I was going to say, you're at the exact right age.
Right. Yeah. Then I watched Showgirls, 5 or 6 years later, and then there's a minor character. I'm like, holy shit, that's the bikini girl. So, of course, whenever she shows up in something else, like she was just in Undercover Heat on the Midnight Sleaze on B-Movie TV.
Nice.
So I'm like, oh, hey, there's my girl Raina again. Yeah. So just a random Z-list celebrity that I impressed upon in my youth.
That is so funny, because I'm imagining you pointing the Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, totally.
When you watch Showgirls, you're like, I know her.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, you can get 2 extra episodes every month, plus access to our growing catalog of reviews for just $5 a month by going to patreon.com and searching for Have You Seen This? Thank you.